The prophet Elijah went to Ahab, king of Israel, to announce the coming of a terrible drought in the land as punishment for the wickedness and idolatry of the nation. Then the prophet left Israel because Ahab sought to kill him. God guided Elijah to a poor widow who lived on the Mediterranean coast beyond Ahab's jurisdiction, and he stayed there. Sometime later, the widow's son became ill and then died. The woman thought she was being punished for a sin she had committed in the past. "What do you have against me, man of God?" she said to the prophet. "Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" "Give me the child," Elijah replied. He took the boy in his arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried to the Lord, "O Lord my God, let this boy's life return to him." Elijah stretched himself out on the child's body 3 times. The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him. The prophet picked up the child and carried him down to his mother. "Look," he said, "your son is alive." The woman took the boy, saying, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." Time passed, and the days went by, and the countryside became a desert. The animals died for lack of food and water. The people's meager resources were used up, and there was famine throughout the land. The terrible drought lasted 3.5 years. One day Ahab summoned Obadiah, the steward in charge of his palace, and said to him, "Go through the land to all the springs and valleys. Maybe we can find some grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so we will not have to kill all the animals." They divided the land they were to cover between them. Ahab went in one direction, and Obadiah in another. Now Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel, Ahab's wife, was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 of them and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. So Obadiah set out to explore the land in the hope of finding fodder for the animals. Elijah was still living with the widow in Phoenicia. It was the 3rd year of the drought. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land." So Elijah set out for Samaria. On the way he met Obadiah. "Is it really you, my lord Elijah?" said the king's official, bowing down to the ground. "It is," replied the prophet. "Go, tell your master, Elijah is here." Obadiah was taken aback, as Ahab had searched for Elijah throughout all Israel. "What have I done wrong?" exclaimed the steward. "I will surely be put to death. There is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to look for you, and he has made all the rulers swear that they were telling the truth when they said they could not find you. The Spirit of the Lord may carry you elsewhere when I leave you. If I go and tell Ahab, and he doesn't find you, he will kill me. Yet I have always been faithful to the Lord. Haven't you heard what I did while Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord? I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets in 2 caves, and supplied them with food and water. And now you tell me to go to my master and say, Elijah is here. He will have me put to death." The prophet replied, "As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today." So Obadiah returned to the king and told him he had seen Elijah, and Ahab went to meet the prophet. Next episode, Elijah on Mount Carmel.